differences. But if you look at those words, they often can be used synonymously, for they have very similar meanings at the same time. Words like consecrate and dedicate, words like sanctify and set apart. We want this morning to dedicate, to consecrate, to set apart every square foot of this entire facility to the purposes of God. We want to be very clear. We want this place to be God's place, God's house for God's purposes. If you have your sermon outline in your bulletin, I want us to be clear. What are the purposes that we are setting this place apart for? Take a look at those with me. Let's just read them out loud. There's six of them here. It's not an all-inclusive list, but it gets the essence of what we are about. That we would dedicate, consecrate, set apart every part of the facility we call Galloway Church to God, for God's purposes, for God's glory and honor. Now read the list of these. Reflect God's purposes, that which bring God's glory and honor. That people would come to put their faith in Jesus Christ. That people would become more and more like Jesus Christ. That people would become a loving and supportive family. That people would be equipped to serve others. That people would pray to God, hear God, and worship God. That from here, people would go to serve God. I believe that if this is what takes place here in this place, we will see the glory of God. We will bring glory to God. We will be fulfilling God's very purposes for us as a church. And this building has no purpose, no meaning, but that it would fulfill the very purposes of God. So, we're going to be about a prayer walk. A prayer walk that will dedicate, that will consecrate, that will set apart, that will devote this place for God's set purposes. Let me read some scripture about setting your foot and the promise of God to us that where we set our feet, God will give us for His purposes that land. And we're claiming this verse today for this place. So I turn you in Joshua chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised to Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous. Then you will be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the people, get ready, because in 3 days we will take the land. We will take possession of the land your God is giving you and your own. I truly believe God has already preordained and preset in his purposes that this would be his place, his house. This house has been consecrated before, has been set aside before. But I'm taking the model this morning is just as I individually and personally, I have to, on a regular basis, recommit, rededicate, reconsecrate my life to the sanctified purposes of God. I'm taking that model for my life personally to say, I think that fits for this place as well. And that we need to periodically come to a season and a point of time when we say, this is God's place. It's his house. And we want to dedicate, we want to consecrate, we want to recommit it to God's set purposes. Now, we're going to do that by means of what has been commonly called prayer walking. And I'm going to just talk briefly a little bit about what prayer walking is, but primarily you need to know that prayer walking is about prayer. That's what prayer walking is. It is about prayer. It's not about the walk. It's about prayer. Prayer walking gives feet to our prayers. Prayer walking takes us to a point where we proclaim that as being God's and we proclaim his promises for that place. Now, we've learned a couple things about prayer. We've learned that prayer is about spiritual warfare. That God has given us certain tools that we use to spiritually fight the battle. And prayer is one of those spiritual tools that God has given us, that we would fight the battle, that we would proclaim, another thing we learned about prayer, the authority of God. That we in prayer have the authority of God that we can proclaim in God's name, in the name of Jesus Christ, sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is for God's set purpose and plan. We have that authority in prayer in Jesus Christ to take authority over that which is evil. You know, just as our own individual lives can be influenced by evil, and we end up associating with that which is evil, at times that association attaches itself to us and then has an influence upon us. I'm not saying it controls you. I'm just saying it influences you then. Well, in the same way, a facility, whether it would be your home or your neighborhood, it can be sanctified unto God, but yet then because of certain things that happen, it can be influenced towards evil. And we want to make sure that we take authority over every square foot of this place, that there would be no influence of Satan in this place, and it would be truly God's for his set purposes. What is prayer walking? Well, a couple of things. Prayer walking is praying on sight with insight. What do we mean by that? Prayer walking is just simply going to a place, and as I said, I want to give you a model, and so the model could be your own neighborhood. It could be your workplace. It can be your school. That you go to that place, you give your prayers feet, go to a place, and you're able to pray on sight at that place with a greater amount of insight. Okay? You're able to discern things about that place that you may not be able to discern away from that place. And so you pray with a greater sense of insight while you're there. I want you to be spiritually sensitive today. As you're going about this facility, as you see things, you see pictures on the walls, you see, you know, places of ministry, at each place you go to, there will be a guide for your group, and they'll read a little statement about what that place is to be dedicated to, what we want to happen in that place, just in a short couple sentences. But I want you to use spiritual discernment as you pray, to pray that which God lays on your heart for that place. It'll be more than what they give to you in a few simple words. So you're going, giving feet to your prayers. You're going to a location and you're praying there with the insight that the Spirit of God gives you for that place. You're claiming that space, that room here, or your neighborhood, or your school, or your classroom, your own home. As you prayer walk, you're claiming it for the purposes of God. You're taking your prayers to the place, praying on site with insight, asking God to guide and to reveal. The last thing I noted for you is prayer walking is just a very low profile, and it's quite simple. Don't read anything more into it than what I've just said. Just simply go and just pray the purposes of God for the place. As you walk, pray that the people who gather here will be open to the gospel, will know Jesus Christ, will grow in Christ, will know Christ's love and let it flow through them, will have broken relationships healed, will be equipped to serve and to reach out, that they will hear God, they will pray, they will worship and glorify and honor God's name, and that they will go from this place then to serve God. Now, the toughest part of this whole morning for me is to get you into some groups.